What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, welcome everyone. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. And who is Sandy Bird? Well, I am a transformational coach and empowerment expert, like it says, but I'm also a wellness facilitator, a corporate wellness facilitator, a retreat leader, a nervous system regulator. I do many facets of things. And I'm also working within the substance use disorder arena and severe trauma arena with a program called The Bomb. And what do I do is when I coach people, it's all about also regulating this nervous system we have. There's billions of nerves in our body, and our nervous system has to be regulated in order to achieve the goals we set forth to ourselves. Because if we are not regulated, we still have that negative self-talk within ourselves. So that's where the nervous system regulation comes in, because whenever you work with me as a coach, that is something I also incorporate in my coaching, is how to regulate your nervous system. And as a coach, what kind of coach am I? Well, I work in a lot of different areas. I work with grief. I work with facilitating in divorce environments as a mediator. Like I say, I work in substance use disorders. I do a lot of gamut of things. I am the Costco of coaching, as I've been called. And I enjoy that because everyone has a story within themselves that they're ready to let out. But it's also everyone has a story that they allow others to write for them. And I want you to take your pen back and start writing the story for yourself, because that's what we're meant to do. We spent years of our lives giving someone else the pen to write the story for us. And now I want you to take the pen back and start writing your story. So that's what kind of coach I am, is I'm going to be the coach that convinces you it's time to take the pen back and start writing your own story and start crossing out the stories you no longer want. But within that, you've got to regulate your nervous system. Well, let's get on to tonight's show. Tonight's show is all about, yes, and I'm reading it. It is all about when faith feels silent, trusting the season of not knowing. This is a big topic. What do you do when your prayers feel unanswered? The signs aren't clear and God feels quiet. In this heartfelt episode of Emotional Elevator, I will explore one of the most challenging spiritual seasons we face, the silent in-between, where faith feels tested and direction seems hidden. I share how the quiet seasons aren't abandonment, they're alignment. Silence is often where God prepares you, strengthens you, shapes you for what is next. The not knowing isn't punishment, it's an invitation to deepen trust, release control, and allow what is being designed for you to unfold. This episode will speak to your heart. If you're in a chapter where the path is unclear, the answers aren't arriving, or you feel like you're standing between you, between who you were and who God is calling you to be. So if you are not a believer in a God, then think of this as faith within your inner self. As soon as I put this in, I realized, you know, some people might be turned off if I'm sitting here talking about God, a higher power, but let's talk about faith within your inner self. And what is faith? Faith is believing and trusting in someone or something. So if you don't necessarily believe that there's a God or a higher power or a high priestess or whatever, what I want you to think about, and if you have to close your eyes or just listen to faith within yourself, faith in trusting yourself. And this quiet season is a preparation season. If you're not a believer in a God, think of silence as your cocoon, where you're going inward and you're going to come out as this beautiful butterfly just flying around, being in a cocoon. Because that's what the silence period is being in a cocoon phase. But if you are a believer and you've been asking God for answers to questions, the problem is you're not being silent enough. You're doing, and you're letting the buzz go in your head instead of just quieting. Because when you're silent, you see things. You might get the sign that you're supposed to see and not, you know, wait for that rock to fall down on the house and go, okay, you're supposed to move now. No, sometimes there are signs up there, but we've got to quiet the mind and silence it in order to see it. So that's why this is so important, this silence part of it. So think about maybe a kid, or maybe you're still taking tests in life. I know I am. And I mean like written tests, like a test. Or let's say you got to go for your license renewal and you have to take the driving test again. What would it be like if you're taking a test and someone's blah, 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 just talking the whole time? Would you be able to focus or concentrate? Especially in school, when you took a test and the teacher was in the room, did they sit there and go, okay, everyone, let's talk about what the weather's like today? Or were they silent so you could get into you and remember the answer? And that's why silence is so important to be a part of your daily routines and just your daily embracing as part of you. Because even when, if you, like I said, don't want to go into the faith side of God, think about when you ask somebody a question. Maybe it's a family member, a child, a spouse, or maybe even a boss. And they go silent because you've asked a question. And then you right away go, are you going to answer me? And they're like, well, I was thinking. I wanted to give you the best answer, so I was thinking about your question. I know that's happened to you because it's happened to me. And think about that. We're so quick to want that answer that we don't sit in this uncomfortable silence because we're so used to do, do, go, 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 be, 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 that silence we take for granted. So that's why thinking about it, silence prepares us. It aligns us. When we're in silence, it's aligning us. It's not abandoning us. Like, think about relationships or places or doors that shut in your life. Because maybe a relationship goes silent. You get ghosted, the new term of today's era, ghosted. Maybe that was a sign from God or a trust within yourself to say, you know what? That relationship was removed from me because something better is coming. See, if we sit in the silence, we're not being abandoned. We're being aligned to our greater self or to our next version of ourselves. Because in life, we are supposed to continue to step up and step up and step up. We're never getting to the top, to say, because we always want to learn. We always want to take the next step. I don't want to one day go, you know what? I've reached the top. There's nowhere for me to go. No, I want to continue to step into this cocoon or the silence and wait for an answer or a sign to come to me. And then I can take that step up. So, and also in silence, it's not suffering. It's strengthening. It's strengthening. If you sit in silence and you can sit in that silence and just have the talk within yourself, and it could be a negative self-talk, but just think if you took that moment and could actually talk back to yourself, You're strengthening. You're not suffering. If you shut it off and go, you know what? I don't want to hear that negative self-talk. You're not able to strengthen yourself and go, you know what? I don't need that talk anymore. That's why silence is so powerful. And it's not punishment when things go silent around you. It's preparation for the next step, for maybe a higher step. So sometimes we're always asking God for, you know, God, I need a sign. And the problem is we want it to be, as I, you know, snap my finger, we want it like that. But sometimes we got to be silent for a while so we get the answer. And it's the same thing if you don't want to think about God giving you an answer. Think about yourself. If you were to all of a sudden this job, you know, someone says, you know what? I read this job description and it is a perfect job for you. And you sat there and asked yourself, and you read it, and you sat there in silence, you're going to get the answer. And sometimes it might not be that answer you want. But if you sit in the silence, you're getting the answer that you trust and believe within yourself. So like I'm saying, if you are here with me listening tonight or watching me, and you're like, she's turning me off because she's talking about God. No, I'm thinking about the God that's within you too, because the seasons of silence are all about strengthening, aligning, preparing yourself for a higher self. So think about that when it comes to silence. And the invitation is to deepen trust, release control, and allow what is being designed for you to be unfolded. Because think about our seasons. Just if you live in an area where you have all four seasons, we have seasons. Right now, it could be fall where you are, or it could be summer, or it could be spring, or it could be winter. And think about each one of those seasons. We think about spring as rebirth, regrowth, growing new. Winter is basically that silent period where we're kind of nesting. We're in our little cocoons. We're hibernating. That was the word I was looking for. Sorry. Hibernating. So we go a little silent. You know, how many times is there a class that you like to take at the gym and you're like, you know what? It's too cold outside. I just want to sit here in front of my nice little fireplace or in my nice little warm blanket. Silence. And think about fall. Fall is that like forgiveness phase where everything's dying off and you're like, okay, so what is it I need to work on in this silent era? And then summer is all about just shedding everything and being free. I see summer as being free and fancy and just having fun. Fun in the sun. That's where that term comes from. But think about this as one of the seasons. In order to really dive into your next phase of yourself, you need to be silent for a moment. You need to kind of go into that phase of you. And if you ever need a reference to that, think about the last time you might have taken a moment to be silent. And was it liberating? Did you strengthen within yourself? Did you prepare yourself for something better, maybe bigger, maybe bolder? So think about that in this silence phase. And we are going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that unknowing, the uncomfortable part of not knowing, and how that is also liberating within yourself. Because like I said, you don't necessarily have to be listening to this if you don't feel like God, a higher power above you, but that's within you. That's what we call our intuition or our inner faith, That belief, that trust within ourselves that we can be silent, that we do have the answers within us. We don't need to rely on everything outside of us. And in our silent phase, we can see the signs around us, see the beauty around us. So it's time for me to go to that break. If you are listening and you would like to reach out to me, I am Sandy at sandybird.com on any social media platform. I have been a little bit silent this last month because I feel power in the silence. And I feel like sometimes being on social media and stuff, I'm getting honed in on. I'm not seeing what answers are mine to be. I start taking on everybody else's answers energy. So it is good to be unplugged and be silent. So like I said, I'm Sandy Bird, Sandy with two E's, S-A-N-D-E, Bird, B-Y-R-D. You can find me on all social media platforms. My website, Sandy Bird, which should be expanding soon. And I also do private retreats that dive into all senses, and one of them being silence, and take a day in silence and what you can release and invite within yourself. So let's go to our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. If you're enjoying the show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator. I will be very grateful, and this will assist me in getting this information out to those that need it. And please share it if you know anyone that needs this. Again, I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and I am talking all about silence and trusting in the unknown, the season of the unknown. And that is a big thing that I ask of my clients all the time is, take a day in silence. A lot of people struggle because they are unfamiliar with this unknown silence, and that the answers are within them. Because the first part of the show, I talked about faith is believing and trusting in something or someone. You don't necessarily have to believe in a higher power, a god, a goddess, or whatever you want to believe in. You can believe in yourself. Faith comes from within yourself. It's that belief and trust within yourself. So I really like also the unknown part of silence is when you ask a question, whether it's to God or to yourself, that should I marry this man? We don't go into silence. What we do is we ask everybody else because we want clarity. We want validation from everybody else. Well, what if we sat in it ourselves? Think how much better it is if we sat in our own silence and asked those questions, whether you're asking God or trusting within yourself to ask the question. Just think if you sat in silence with it. The question was, should I marry this man? If it doesn't work out, you're not out there blaming everybody else. Well, I knew I shouldn't listen to this person. I knew I shouldn't listen to this person. God, you stirred me on the wrong path. It's because you didn't silence. You didn't sit in the unknown. You didn't take that moment. And if you're questioning it, you already know the answer, but I'm not going to go there. Because when you sit in the unknown, you're surrendering over controlling. You're being present instead of panicking. You're trusting instead of leading from fear. You're listening. You're listening to your inner wisdom. We all have an inner wisdom. The problem is we have so much going on in our external world, our societal world, that we don't take the moment to sit there and sit in the unknown. Every answer does not have to be answered right away. Because that question I said, should I marry the man? If we really wanted to marry him, we've been asking for the proposal for months or maybe even years. But if that proposal comes and we're unsure, that's because we already knew the answer. We just haven't been silent enough. We haven't been quiet or been in that unknown space to see the signs or have the presence within ourselves. We're basing it off of fear and not trusting ourselves. Believing in ourselves. So, what are some techniques that you can do to really embrace this part of your life? Is sit, breathe, take in those breaths. Find the breath pattern that works for you. Journal around your silence. There's many different journal prompts out there. Some say do 3 complete pages, and once you're done with the 3 complete pages, ask one question, not the why. Don't ever ask those why questions, because that's coming from a place of judgment. Ask not why I should or why, or even the should word. Let's see. When. A when question, because you sometimes don't know the whens, but the signs will come, and not the hows. How will this work? If you ask yourself, you'll get the answer, not why will this work? That's coming from a place of judgment. But when you're in this moment of stillness and you're not rushing, and it's called the waiting room of life, there's so many things happen behind the scenes. God is working behind the scenes all the time with us. Our own faith within ourselves is behind the scenes. We don't realize how much we put out in the world with our energy, with our charisma. I love that word, charisma, that we don't even know about. Like when somebody stops speaking to us. There's somebody already back there waiting to be seen, waiting to be presented to us. Because have you ever sat there and ask yourself, why do I continue with this relationship? And then it finally ends. Maybe you were ghosted. Maybe they just stopped talking to you. The silent treatment. And then all of a sudden, someone's already waiting right there that you haven't seen because you haven't been present. You've been running with fear and not trust. And that's what the waiting room of life is. It's that season where we're just, things are happening. Have you ever walked in a room and you're seeing somebody, even if it's just a friend or someone, you're like, man, I want to get to know them. And you get to know them. That's because you took that moment to be silent, to be in that season. So that's why this is a big, big part of life is the unknown, the season of life and being silent. And I know I've already spoken about it and everything like that, but it's having faith, faith in it. Faith moves mountains. It does. And if you can just embrace it, and like I say, it doesn't have to come from a higher power of God. It can come from your own inner wisdom, your own inner faith. Trust yourself. Get into that cocoon phase. If you are unsure of yourself, of what's going on in your life, get into that cocoon phase. Silence everything around you. Turn off social media. Just whatever you need to do, silence and just sit with your breath, put your hand on your heart, ask whatever question you want to ask, and just breathe into it. Or journal around it. But have it come from a place of trust and belief, not from fear or anxious or anxiety or panic. And be patient with it. The problem is we are in a climate of answers have to be now. No, they don't. The only time an answer has to be done right now is if it's a life and death situation. And most of the time, you're the one answering for somebody else. You're not answering for yourself. Normally, if you are flatlined, they're not going to be, hey, I need you to come to tell me, do you want us to save you or not? So take this moment in your life to lead with faith. Be present in yourself. And if you want to reach out to me, Sandy Bird, sandybirdcoach@gmail.com, sandy@sandybird.com, on any of my social media platforms. Don't usually answer DMs and stuff like that. But just reach out to me and say, Sandy, teach me how to lead with faith and silence in the unknown, the season of unknown. Because I need that right now. I need to silence the chatter. I need to rely on my faith and trust within myself, the belief and trust within myself. I need to learn how to do these breath techniques so I can be present. I need to learn how to journal or color or whatever to get your answers out. But please do something to engage in yourself. And thank you again for watching or listening to me. I am Sandy Burt, the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you and good night.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.